Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. Here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime, we're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and O'Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Coming up in about a half hour or so, our pal Kevin Sheehan hosts the Kevin Sheehan Show weekdays 10 to 1 on our sister station, the Team 980. He is going to join us. We get his thoughts on the 2025 Washington Commanders, and I will say this. As we were playing the audio earlier from Nick Akers, who joined Kevin, eager to get his thoughts on what we're asking you right now on the phones. What is the outlook for the 2025 Washington Commanders? What is the outlook for the 2025 Washington Commanders? It feels like this group is ready to take the next step. Feels like this group is ready to take that next step and really firmly establish themselves as a contender. Because I think through 4 weeks, and obviously the NFL is a week-to-week league, I think more games are lost than won in the month of September. And I continue to talk about it. The fact that Washington was able to make it out of the month of September with a record of 500, considering all the adversity they had faced, I think it's something that you pat yourself on the back for and you feel good about where you're at. I think Sunday against LA was them taking another step here. Taking another step and doing it against a team that, if you go look at the power rankings, and we'll look at the power rankings around the NFL a little bit later, but entering Sunday, last week on Tuesday, power rankings come out each and every Tuesday, the Chargers were in everybody's top seven. The Chargers were on every team's short list of Super Bowl contenders. People were loving the Chargers. And they're dealing with some attrition themselves. So for Washington to dominate the way that they did, scoring 27 unanswered points, says a lot about this group. And I'm willing to bank and bet on the defense continuing to improve. Because they're making some small schematic changes as they've moved throughout the season. Sunday, they asked Marshawn Lattimore to play a lot more zone rather than man. Led to him giving up just one reception. Is that the key? Will they be able to mask their deficiencies in the back end via the scheme? Or was the problem the scheme the whole time? You all know how I feel. I think it's more of a personnel issue, and they're asking guys to play more man coverage than maybe they should be. At this point in his career, I'm not sure that I want Marshawn Lattimore in man coverage every single snap. But if you're going to get a pass rush, as I think it was Reggie that called earlier and said it, and he's totally right, if you're going to get a pass rush, doesn't really matter who's back there in the secondary. That is the key for me moving forward. Will this Commander's defensive front continue to show signs of growth and consistency. Because right now, they're the most inconsistent group on the team, this Commanders defensive line. In two out of the first 5 weeks, they have gotten their ass kicked. In three out of the first 5 weeks, they've whipped someone's ass. Which version of this Commanders defensive line is the real version? I think we're going to find out once more coming up on Monday night against the Bears. Crank wants to chime in. What's up, Crank?
Yo, what's up, Danae? Hey, look, real quick, man. Look, I feel like what you said was correct. I feel like the offense is going to take us places. But what I feel like, and you hit the nail on the head, I feel like the scheme of the defense is going to change. I feel like we're going to see a whole lot more Joel McGee. I feel like we're going to see a lot more Tyler Owens. I think we're going to start matriculating these youngins and just getting more speed on the field, which will allow us to play downhill as opposed to, like, playing on this zone, as opposed to and we played a lot of cover two this week, so I feel like we're going to play a lot of cover two with some five zones behind that. And just let McGee, let Lugo, just let the boys play downhill. And I think we'll just get faster. And I think we'll fit the run. But I just feel like the scheme will get better. I just feel like this past game was an eye-opener for Joe Witt. And I hope he sticks with it. Because I feel like Joe Witt, week to week, the scheme just looks different every week. But we did a lot more two-high sale this week. We let Joel McGee get on the field with all that speed. And I just feel like that's the recipe for this team to succeed. Like you said, Lattimore. Playing all that man, it's not a good look for him. But we played a lot of cover two this week, and I think that's what we're going to stick with it for the rest of the season.
I hope so, man. And I think no matter what coverage they're in, if this pass rush continues to take steps forward, if this pass rush continues to strut their stuff, it's not going to matter what you're playing behind it. That's the key. And I think I'm not like giving away state secrets when I say it. Like, that's every team. That is football 101. I've said it the other night, like, this game has been played for a long, long time. They've been playing football since the early 1900s. And back then, trench play won. Trench play mattered. I think now, trench play wins and trench play matters. You can have all the fancy toys on the perimeter that you want. If you do not have the horses up front along the offensive line and along the defensive line, you will not win football games. Point blank. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. That is the key to the rest of the season for the Washington Commanders. Will they be able to win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football? I trust that the offensive line is going to continue to win. Will the defensive line continue to win? We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. We'll look at some power rankings next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. You know, this Tuesday night edition of Overtime, we're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Kevin Sheehan gonna join us coming up in about 15 minutes or so. I wanted to take a spin around the NFL and look at some power rankings here while we had a shot. We'll bring you a fresh installment of Nell Super Six Pack coming up in the 9 o'clock hour before we send you on out of here, but. There are a couple of different power rankings that I want to look at because to me, man, it's one you hear talked about all the time. It is a week-to-week league. It is. And I think when it comes to Washington and how we view the Commanders and how we talk about the Commanders, I think – they have the opportunity, right, over the next several weeks against Chicago coming up this weekend and then at Dallas the following weekend. You go into that Kansas City Chiefs game 5-2, I think you'll be feeling pretty damn good about yourself and you'll be considered one of the front runners in the National Football League. You'll be considered one of the legitimate contenders in the NFL. But if you have a hiccup here in the next 2 weeks, because you should be favored against both Chicago as well as Dallas, you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. That is something that Washington did a really, really good job of last year. And they've done a really, really good job of it this year outside of the Atlanta game. I thought you were supposed to win that one, but you didn't. But in terms of where they rank in the National Football League and how the different NFL media outlets are going to look at the Commanders. I think as long as Jayden Daniels is healthy, right? As long as Jayden Daniels is healthy, I think they'll be viewed favorably by folks around the NFL. I think most folks think that he is the straw that stirs the drink for this group. And honestly, they'd be correct with that assessment. He is. Things are just different when he is out there. And the best way that I can put it is like a starting pitcher in baseball. When your ace is on the mound, right? When your ace is on the mound, the shortstops field ground balls a little bit better. The outfielders get to pop flies a little bit quicker. The catcher's got a little bit more zip on the ball when he's trying to throw a guy out. Jayden Daniels has that type of trickle-down effect on the Commanders team. He is a shot in the arm for this group. So as long as he is upright, under center, active, able to give it a go, I think Washington will have a chance week in and week out. And as long as he is healthy, I think they will continue to be viewed favorably amongst the different outlets in the NFL. We'll let you look at NFL.com. We'll give you the power rankings from ESPN.com. We'll also give you the power rankings from YahooSports.com for the Washington Commanders as we get geared up for a huge, huge week number six game Monday night against the Chicago Bears. Let's start with the worldwide leader, ESPN. Last week, the ESPN power rankings had Washington as the 16th ranked team in the National Football League. 16th ranked team. And when you consider they were without Jaden, they were without Terry, knowing the way they looked against Atlanta, I thought that was a pretty fair spot to put them at. In this week's power rankings, ESPN.com has Washington ranked as the 14th best team in the NFL, up two spots. And in their explanation, they go on to highlight Deebo Samuel and just how impactful he has been to this Washington Commanders football team. And anyone out there that does not fully grasp how impactful Deebo Samuel has been, go back and watch the games. Go look at some numbers. Deebo Samuel is on an absolute tear right now. Deebo Samuel is on pace for 102 receptions, 1,000 yards, 10 receiving touchdowns, and then three more touchdowns on the ground. That's not even mentioning his ability to return kicks. And I know we haven't seen him return kicks the last 2 weeks with Terry McLaurin not being there for you. And I think Luke has done a fine job continuing to give this group a shot in the arm in the special teams department. He's the real deal. And he's a big part of this Washington Commanders offense. He's a big reason why they were able to have success this past weekend. And I think the convo around Deebo was so fascinating because I think it was a polarizing move initially. There were a lot of fans in this fan base that were not over the moon excited about the, you know, potential of acquiring a Deebo Samuel. We know all of the things that were said about him leading into training camp and what type of shape he was in and so on and so forth. I give Deebo a lot of credit, man, putting all of his detractors to bed. I don't know if anyone out there should have one negative thing to say about the way Deebo Samuel has played through 5 weeks. He has been the best wide receiver that this team's had this year. Not even close. He has been their most reliable option in the pass game to start the year. And I think the other teams know that as well. L.A. last weekend, your game planning for a Washington offense minus Terry McLaurin. Who do you think is going to get all the attention on the perimeter? Deebo Samuel. Didn't stop him at all. 8 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. This is what we've come to expect from him. I expect it to continue as we roll throughout the season. But let's not bury the lead here. ESPN.com's got Washington ranked as the 14th best team in the National Football League after their win that they picked up Sunday against the Chargers. Got them ranked 14th. Meaning, I look at it like this. I like to go back and look, well, how many teams are above them that are in the NFC? 1, 2, 3, 4. 7 teams are ahead of them in the NFC. So based on these power rankings, ESPN.com does not think Washington is going to make the playoffs. That's another interesting conversation to get into. And I think we mentioned it briefly before in terms of the next 3 weeks for this bunch. The Chicago game Monday night, and then your road trip to Dallas, and then the Kansas City game. These next 3 games are huge for you. If you want to take an even further look ahead, the next 5 games are huge for you. Talk about Chicago, Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle, and then Detroit. You're going to find out exactly who you are coming up in the next 5 weeks. We'll go from ESPN.com to NFL.com. Now, I think Eric Edholm is biased. Eric Edholm is the young man that does ESPN's power rankings, NFL Network's power rankings. He is their lead draft analyst, and he also is the only NFL.com employee that picked Washington to win this past weekend in L.A. against the Chargers. So I'm thinking, maybe, just maybe, Eric Edholm is going to be the guy that ranks the Commanders the highest this week. We'll see. So he has the Washington Commanders right now as the 9th best team in the National Football League. And he goes on to say this: if you're a Commanders fan, this was exactly the kind of performance you wanted to see from Jaden Daniels after the face of the franchise missed 2 games. It was the kind of defense I wasn't sure Washington was capable of playing, but by golly, from the Quentin Johnson fumble on, that unit was locked in. Then he goes on to talk about the breakout game from Bill Kroski Merritt, and I love the way he finishes with this. There have been some bumpy parts of the road so far, but the Commanders are sitting at 3-2 and suddenly in a good shape again after their first road triumph of the season. A tough of pack games is in front of them, but it feels like they're back on the upswing after a, what does he call it? A statement win for the Washington Commanders. And I think I agree with that assessment. It was a statement win for Washington on Sunday. Anytime you have the ability to shut a team out for 45 consecutive minutes, it's demoralizing. You're ripping a team's heart out. And then when you're pounding them in the face with a run game and possessing the football and getting stops defensively, they took the soul away from the L.A. Chargers on Sunday. They went into L.A. and punked the Chargers. That is the best way that I can put it. The question is for me, how do you respond? How do you respond? We haven't seen Washington win consecutive games yet this year. Win one, lose one. Win one, lose one. That's why Monday is a massive opportunity. That's why Monday night is a big-time chance, a big-time spot for this Washington Commanders football team. And just a little early read on how I'm feeling about things, I actually think they get it done. I actually give them all of the shots in the world to walk away victorious on Monday night. They got to. For this simple reason, and it goes back to what I said a moment ago, they earned a ton of my respect last year for just doing something simple. And y'all may look at it as not simple. I think it is. And this is something that, really surprises me about this group, if I'm being honest, especially last year when you consider, you know, it being a young team. It's got some veterans sprinkled in, but in terms of the guys that were playing positions of significance, you had a young quarterback, you had a young secondary, young offensive line at certain spots. They beat the teams they were supposed to beat. And if they can do that the rest of the way, I think we'll be talking about a playoff team. They're going to be favorite. I think they're 5-point favorites right now via FanDuel against the Bears coming up on Monday night. Got to win that game. In Dallas, a week from Sunday, got to win that game. Knowing the way the Chiefs look right now, got to win that game. The next 2 weeks? Really the next week. Because I think this is the whole thing about Dallas week. I'm more fearful of the Dallas game than I am of the Chicago game. I am more worried about this team's ability to beat Dallas than I am Chicago. Because I don't think Chicago has the horses up front to keep Washington's D-line at bay. I think when you travel to Dallas and you're going up against the best guard tandem in football, talking about Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker, that is a difficult assignment for Deron Payne, for Javon Kinlaw. And then when you think about what the Cowboys have on the perimeter with George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb may be back for that game. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But over the next several weeks, like as Nick Akridge was kind of alluding to, over the next several weeks, that is what will be the determining factor. Can you whip ass up front along your defensive line? Because if you can, you may be in really, really good shape as you get geared up for your big Monday night showdown against the Chiefs coming up in a couple of weeks. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go to the guest hotline for the first time this show. Our pal Kevin Sheehan going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the outlook of the 2025 Commanders as we are 5 weeks into the season. That is next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
one 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. It's at the end of the Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. We'll go around the National Football League in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about the Washington Wizards as well as their training camp slate continues and then their preseason slate opens up this weekend. So we'll definitely start talking a little bit more Wiz Kids here on OT at night, right here on The Fan. Right now, though, I want to go out to the Rude Guest Hotline. For the first time this show, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So we find our pal Kevin Sheehan, host of The Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1 on our sister station, The Team 980. Kevin, what's going on, brother? How are you?
What's up, young buck? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Trying to talk some ball here with you, my friend. And I think just from listening to your shows throughout the first couple of days of the week, we're very much on the same page. Do you think that Cliff Kingsbury and company are interested in being the bullies of the NFC? Because based on the performance we've seen in three out of the first 5 weeks, running the football is a lifestyle choice, and I'm hoping that they choose that lifestyle choice to be that big bully in this conference. Do you think they're about that action, boss?
I think he's going to do each week what he thinks makes sense to move the football and score points. And after last year, I think we got to trust them. Look, they're a better run blocking team than they were last year, and we haven't even seen Sam Cosmi on the field yet. They may have, I think it's now pretty clear they've got a better running back room than they had last year because of Kroski Merritt in particular. And I like the idea of running the football, but you're gonna do each week whatever is required to, you know, move the football and score points. And, you know, even with Marcus Mariota, he was able to do that for two consecutive weeks. You and I both wanted him to run the football more in Atlanta and in Green Bay, and it may have worked out better in both of those situations. Who knows? But the bullies of the NFC, I don't know, Detroit's offensive line, Philly's offensive line.
Kevin, I got numbers behind this, brother. They're averaging.
I've seen the numbers, and I've seen where we are in rushing.
Contact?
I've seen where we are in rushing. You know, expected yards, especially with Bill. But every team's different, and he's gonna stretch you out horizontally occasionally.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the Doc's got a great line, Kevin. He's calling him the artist known as Cliff Kingsbury. So I don't even want to just refer to him as Cliff anymore. He is the artist known as Cliff Kingsbury because he's been so dynamic in drawing up this Washington Commanders rush attack. And I think Bobby Johnson, the O-line coach, and Anthony Lynn, the running backs coach, deserves a ton of credit as well. They're so multiple and so difficult to defend. They're throwing a bunch of different looks at you. I hope they continue to run the football, but I do agree sometimes the game plan is going to call for them stretching you out horizontally. I wanted to get your thoughts on the return of five, though, man. Jaden Daniels, we were all, you know, on eggshells in terms of, well, how healthy is this kid? Are they, you know, is he going to, you know, be able to hit the ground running when he returns to action? Took him about 15 minutes, Kevin, is what I would say, because that first quarter offensively was a little bit rough. But to score 27 unanswered points was huge for me. But he had some big-time throws in this football game. Obviously, the one to Luke McCaffrey is the one that stands out. My favorite one, I think, Kev, is when he's moved off of his spot on third and 16 and finds Jalen Lane.
Yeah,
to me, he's just been a godsend for this organization, and I think Sunday was another reminder of just how special of a guy we have under center.
Yeah, that third and 16 seemed to unlock everything, and it made the turnover meaningful. It was meaningful in the moment, but they could have given it right back to him. And that third and 16, and it looked like all of the rust fell off, and we had JD5 back. And as long as he's out there, I mean, you know, bless everyone's hearts for feeling about Mariota in the moment the way they felt, like, you know, we're okay if we go with Mariota for a while and let Jaden heal. No, they're two totally different players.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is a borderline, if not already, elite quarterback in this league, and he elevates everything around him, and he's such a focus of the defense. You know, Kroski Merritt benefited big time. If you look at his two best games, you know, the Giant game and this past week, who was the quarterback?
Right.
Was the quarterback involved in the run game? He was. And Mariota was involved in the run game as well, but it's just different. Yeah, I thought he looked great. I'm so excited to see him in the coming weeks because there's some real interesting games and big high-profile spots coming up for him. But this team right now, to me, is very similar to last year's team in that if they end up winning 10, 11 games, it's going to be because, A, he was healthy, and B, the offense carried it. I still don't trust that defensively they're where they need to be. The pass rush was great against an offensive line that was completely shattered. And really, that's been the three best performances against three bad offensive line teams. And we'll see if it improves at all. I do like the run stopping, Linnell. It's
yes.
Better than it was last year. But this is going to be another, you know, Jaden Daniels offensive-led football team as long as he's healthy. And they're going to win, hopefully, more games than they lose and be participants in the postseason.
And honestly, Kevin, I know when people hear that, they're going to roll their eyes and go, oh, really? I mean, we're same old Commanders from last year. Well, last year you made it to the NFC Championship. So if you can get hot again, I think you have a similar trajectory. I want to expound more on the defense, though, man, because it's tough. And I love the way that you described it. In three out of the first 5 weeks, you've dominated up front. That's not going to be the case week in and week out, though. Am I crazy for this? I'm more concerned about Dallas than I am Chicago when we're looking at the immediate schedule, because I know what Dallas has on the interior with Cooper Beebe and Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker. You mentioned their pass rush. You don't have the confidence that this is something that they can continue to roll with? You think it's going to be a week-by-week thing? You don't think they've turned a corner maybe as a pass rush unit?
I mean, I like what we have up front compared to last year, and I think Kinlaw's been a really good addition. I just look at the Green Bay and the Atlanta games,
yeah,
and you were up against healthy teams, and you got basically torched by two teams. You couldn't cover. You couldn't rush. The only thing you did in both of those games, mm-hmm, at a somewhat satisfactory level is you stopped the run. Last year, it was the opposite,
right?
They got gashed, and teams ran against them. And their pass defense numbers looked better than they were because teams focused so much on running the football, sometimes against a nickel base too, right, which they played a lot of last year. We're not seeing as much of that this year. They're better at stopping the run. I think that's encouraging. I do like the pass rush more than I did last year, but I still think it is, you know, opponent dependent. They have played a giant Raider and Charger teams that were really bad up front. I mean, decimated up front. And the Chargers, this wasn't a new experience for them. It happened last week against right, the Giants, and it happened the week before against Denver, and they survived that game. But yeah, I think it's going to be opponent dependent, and I am concerned about teams like Dallas that can just drop back and throw the football against whatever coverage you have. And I think that's the biggest concern, and the only way to mask it, and the only way to protect it, is with pressure.
We were just playing your spot with PFF's Nick Ackridge earlier in the show, Kevin, and I thought the way you two discussed this group the first 5 weeks was spot on. A lot of the sentiments that you just echoed, it's going to be a week-by-week thing. They're going to hover around 500 for most of the year. Looking at this week's matchup,
I didn't say they were going to hover around 500. He said that.
Okay.
I last year, with a bad defense, this team never hovered around 500. They're hovering around 500 right now. I understand that, but every week they go out, as long as five is healthy,
got a shot,
they're going to have a chance to beat anybody.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Looking ahead to Chicago, there's obviously going to be the Caleb versus Jayden discourse. Our fan base and their fan base, for whatever reason, are kind of button heads right now, ever since the Hail Mary from last year. But the storyline that I'm interested in is the Ben Johnson experience, because from all things that you hear, they wanted Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson didn't want to come work for basketball people in terms of the quotes that came out from his camp, allegedly. How much are you paying attention, I guess, to that storyline as we get geared up for Monday?
Well, that's not a real storyline. They never offered the job to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson didn't want to coach. They fell in love with Quinn from the beginning. Anybody that suggests otherwise didn't really know and wasn't talking to people that were in the know. I knew from the beginning that Quinn was near, if not at the top of their list. They wanted a culture changer. Of course they were interested in Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson was high on their list, but they never had a chance to sit down and formally interview him. That's what they were headed for. And they played out the process. You know, they played it out with Raheem. They played it out with everybody that year. And they were going to play it out with Ben Johnson. But Ben Johnson did not turn down an offer from Washington. That's just a complete bogus narrative. And that the idea that Washington was going to offer him the job had they been able to interview him and he wanted to coach, I don't think is true either. I think they really thought he was a strong candidate and they liked him a lot. Mm-hmm. But they fell in love with Quinn in the first Zoom call, and they thought that Quinn was a guy that would perhaps survive all of the interviews. They just wanted to go through the process. So I've heard people even in our market say Quinn was the fifth, seventh, ninth choice. It's just not true. It's just not true. It was never true from the jump. He was at or near the top of their list, and they made the right hire for the organization in that moment.
Yes.
You know, they needed a guy that could not only coach football but attract a great staff, which he did, and be a culture changer and understand the kind of culture that needed to be developed. And, you know, what are we now? 18 months into this thing?
Feels pretty
more
good.
More than that. 20 months into this thing, it's looking pretty good.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad that you harped on that last piece there, Kevin. I think the biggest thing that he has brought here, obviously setting the culture is the most important thing. It starts at the top, and they've got their slogans that they're putting on the back of T-shirts and all across the building, but you hit on it. He has put together a rock star staff, to where they're probably going to lose guys this offseason. I know we're all expecting Cliff to depart at some point, but the dudes that they have as assistant coaches and all the former players that are littered across this staff, those guys are just as important to building a culture as Dan Quinn is, man.
Imagine, no doubt.
Imagine, like, if you're a defensive back and you're looking across and you're getting coached by William Gay, a guy who's got Super Bowl pedigree on the defensive line. getting coached by former first-round picks and Sharif Floyd and Ryan Kerrigan. So I think it's huge. I totally agree with you on that. I got to get to Bill here for a second, man, and I'm all over this kid. I was a little late to the Bill party, Kevin, I will admit, because it's hard for me to look at a guy in camp and go, okay, this is going to be a great running back. It's hard, especially when you don't tackle and you don't have the joint practices. But I'm at this point now, Kevin, I said this yesterday on B&G Today, outside of Jayden Daniels, and I don't count him because we're talking about their skill group. To me, he's their most dynamic guy in their skill group. That's no slight to Terry McLaurin. That's no slight to Deebo Samuel. Every time this kid touches the football, it feels like he has a chance to score. And, Kevin, I know you're watching like I am. Even his reactions after getting tackled, it feels like he's a bad angle from a safety away from busting a big 70, 80-yard run. Your thoughts on Bill Merritt and his coming out party this past weekend?
I love him too, and I you know, was admittedly late to the party for one reason. He was a seventh round draft pick.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was, and you watched the tape after they drafted him. I did too, and I'm like, he's definitely got something.
There's something
but
there.
But
you
never know until these guys play regular season games. I mean, we have an interesting group of fans these days. I mean, they're ready to anoint everybody. Just like with, you know, Taylor Heinicke and Sam Howell and all of the players of the last few years. And he hadn't played in 2 years, basically, other than the one game at Arizona. Seventh round pick. And, you know, I did like some of the running style in the preseason games, the vision you could see.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know anything until real games start and they play, you know, starters and guys who are true NFL players. And I love this guy now, having seen him for five games now. I think he was going into that Green Bay game. I'm like, he deserves more than four carries. I mean, he was the most productive player that night on offense, and it was only four carries. I think he's got incredible vision. It's especially noticeable in between, you know, in between the tackles. He's got a great ability to be patient, not Le'Veon Bell patient, but
he's setting
patient,
up blocks, man. Yeah.
You know, and set up blocks. And then he doesn't take a direct shot. And there's a yards after carry element to it. Is he a burner? No, but he ran 4.45. That's plenty fast enough. He's very much a burst guy. You can see the burst that he has. And I think he's going to be good in space catching the ball. I'm excited about it. I think that that's a weapon they didn't have last year, and hopefully, you know, they've got him up to speed on pass pro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you're averaging 6.6 yards per carry, you got to coach the guy up quickly because you can't have him, you know, sitting on the bench at 6.6 yards per carry. But I like him a lot, and I think Deebo is obviously a major addition weapon-wise offensively. They need to get Terry back. I think Jayden would tell you that he wants to see Noah Brown back too. So there's still a lot to get excited about as Bill grows, as Terry and Noah get back, and as Deebo gets even more comfortable in the system.
I'm going to bless the microphones with this strong opinion tomorrow from 4 to 7 on 980. Noah Brown's time may have passed, man. If Luke McCaffrey's just going to go out there and continue to make plays, how do you put Noah Brown back in the lineup ahead of him as your wide receiver three when all the guys are healthy?
I like Luke, too. I think Luke seems to every chance he gets, he seems to make a play.
He's a football player, Kevin. When you're running down, covering punts, covering kicks, and you're catching the ball.
Yeah, after that catch in that next field goal, he's out there in the second half covering kicks. Yeah, no, he's a football player, and I like a lot of what they are, what I think they're going to be capable of being offensively as the season grows. That's why I'm still very bullish on 10-11 wins in the postseason, and then we'll see what happens. The NFC is loaded this year.
Right.
I mean, it really is. I mean, Detroit looks like a super team again. You know, they weren't healthy when they got to the postseason last year.
Right.
Who knows what Philadelphia will be, but you got to guess that they'll have it all figured out by late in the year. I think the Rams are excellent, even though they lost to the 49ers. The Packers are loaded. It's a loaded NFC, but I can't see Washington not being, you know, in the playoff, you know, party when it starts, as long as, you know, Jaden's healthy and plays the remaining 12.
And, Kev, the more and more I think, looking ahead at the schedule, and I know we could look drastically different by the time some of these games roll around, but just looking at who's left on the schedule and who, what they've looked like, I guess, through 5 weeks, Kansas City doesn't look like a super daunting task. Seattle, that's a, like a stylistically, like they do some things that could give Washington some trouble in the run game. Detroit's the game that I have circled is like, I'm terrified of them. Other than that, Denver doesn't scare me. I think you're right in that same tier as they are. I think Minnesota, you're right in that same tier as they are. Kansas City can't get anything going and figured out right now as a football team. For all the talk about how difficult this schedule was supposed to be, Kevin, it doesn't look too daunting the rest of the way, does it?
I just think it's such a dangerous game to play. It's not who you play, it's when you play them. Look at Baltimore right now. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're playing them right now, you're playing them at the right time. You may not be playing them at the right time 6 weeks from now. You know, look at the way we caught the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
They're a mess in their offensive line. I mean, that was a complete S show.
Yeah.
They had guys coming in and coming out, you know, during the game, and they already were light going into the game. So it's always about, you know, when you play somebody rather than who you play in this league, because it's a league of injuries and they're a reality, and you can catch teams like we caught Dallas twice last year without a starting quarterback.
Right.
But I look at it and I think, all right, if the teams are what they are today when we get there, you know, Seattle and Denver didn't look tough at the beginning of the year. They look really good now.
Yeah.
Detroit is absolutely, I mean, I think that team right now, talent-wise, the question always was the change in coordinators and would that be an adjustment. They really look to me like the favorite in the NFC right now. We don't even know what Philly will look like. Those games are so far down the road. But even Dallas, we didn't think they'd be much. But Dallas right now is as good as anybody in the league offensively.
I'm more worried about the Dallas game. It's not a great matchup
for our defense in 2 weeks.
No, I'm more worried about the Dallas game than I am coming up this weekend against the Bears. Just because
Monday night's not going to be easy.
No, it is not. I just know Dallas on the interior with BB and the Tyler bros, talking about Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker, they got an O-line that could build a statue around the quarterback, or build a wall, rather, around the quarterback, and I wonder how we're going to hold up in coverage. But, Kevin, we've kept you long enough. Appreciate you, as always, my friend. We'll check you out tomorrow, 10-1, over on the Team 980.
I love chatting with you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. That's our guy, Kevin Sheehan. Make sure you check out the Kevin Sheehan Show weekdays, 10-1, on our sister station, the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. Nell Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL. Ben Strober, Locked On Wizards podcast, going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. And then we'll put a bow on this thing next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.